Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/wallstreet. That's texture.com/wallstreet.
Treating attention deficit disorder, not with pills, but with a video game. We'll have more on plans for this unusual prescription in a moment.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm Charlie Turner from the news desk in New York. Akili Interactive, a Boston-based startup, is developing a video game it believes could be a treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Akili has raised over $30 million from venture capital investors and wants to use the funds to run a clinical trial in hopes of getting FDA approval. Denise Rowland wrote the story in the Wall Street Journal. Denise, tell us about the video game, which is called Project Evo. How does it work?
Sure. So I've actually played it once. The company showed it to me. You're like a little alien on kind of a hoverboard, and you're going through this universe. You're kind of going forward in a linear path, but there's all these objects that come flying at you from all directions. And the challenge is, at the beginning of the game, they'll set an object that you have to choose out of all the objects. It might be like, say, a purple star, to select that one to the exclusion of all the others.
So the idea is to focus on that one object, as you say, to the exclusion of everything else.
Yes, that's right.
Now, you write that Akili isn't the first company to apply gaming to such treatments, but it wants to be the first to get FDA approval in order to improve cognition, right?
That's right, yeah. So there are a number of companies that have launched brain training computer games, and they sell them. And they've even run studies to show that they improve cognition, but they've never pursued FDA approval.
And we're not exactly talking about a niche market. You write that according to one study, over 6 million children, I guess in the United States, had been diagnosed with ADHD as of 2011.
That's right, yeah. And right now, according to the CDC, about 70% of those are on medication of some kind. So most of these kids get given drugs, usually in conjunction with behavioral therapy, but that's currently the standard of treatment.
Now, Akili is hoping to get approval when? Is it next year?
That's right, yeah. So the funds they've raised this week, they want to launch a big trial. That's going to be hundreds of children across many sites in the U.S. Those trials tend to take about a year to run, based on my knowledge of drug trials, maybe more. But they say that they would like to launch this in 2017. So that means getting FDA approval early next year, I would say.
And they've done smaller trials already, so this is going to be the first big trial.
That's right, yeah. So they ran a trial on 80 children, 40 of them had ADHD. And in that trial, they found that the cognition of the kids with ADHD improved. I think it was using those games for 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week for about 4 weeks. So in that trial, they got early evidence this works, but to impress the FDA, you need to run a much bigger trial than that.
Now, this can be played on smartphones and tablets. What did you play the game on?
I played it on a tablet.
Right. And Akili said there's a big need in the marketplace for what it calls non-pharmacological therapies for ADHD. And I guess Project Evo has had its detractors as well. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. Some psychiatrists point out that brain training games have shown that kids' cognition improves within the confines of the game. That means that they improve at the game, so that's showing that their cognition is improving. They even show improvement on very similar activities, so if you give them like a similar game, they're better at that game as a result of having played another brain training game. The one gap seems to be when you try to transfer that outside of similar situations, so general behavior at home or at school. In studies they have conducted, they find no change in behavior based on other brain training apps. So some psychiatrists wonder if Project Evo can solve that problem or not.
That's probably the next big question that they'll try to address after this. I guess after they get approval, who knows?
Exactly, yeah. One psychiatrist suggested that one possible route would be to make the virtual world more like the real world. Maybe even create a virtual classroom where a child has to, conduct classroom-like tasks in a virtual world, and maybe that would be more transferable to the real world. Right now, Project Eve is obviously working on the game concept, but maybe that can be a direction they can pursue later on.
Denise Rowland, reporting from London, from the Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
For the latest updates, be sure to follow us on Twitter at WSJ.com. We're also online at WSJ.com/podcasts. And subscribe to us on iTunes as well. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Thanks for listening.